Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. I am Elizabeth Cookson and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through ElizabethCookson.com and make sure when you are at my website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. To get your daily messages from me, click on the blog tab and opt in for the RSS feed. You will be so happy that you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is ElizabethCookson, that's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And today, your heart is going to be filled with joy as my guest, Dr. Joanne White, will be sharing how to become your own success guru. Yes, you heard me correctly, guru. Together, we are going to open your heart to say yes and make positive changes in your life. So before we begin, let me share a little bit about Dr. White. Dr. White is an international author and speaker, certified professional coach, business consultant, and energy intuitive who specializes in innovation, transformation, and energy medicine. She's known globally as the Success Doc. Dr. White gets to the heart of what matters most to businesses, organizations, and people. She's helped millions of individuals and organizations shape their dreams, master their success, and triumph in business and in life. Host of the popular Power Your Life talk radio show, Dr. White's been featured online and in national and international publications such as CNN.com, Good Housekeeping, More, and WebMD. She's made frequent guest appearances on radio TV networks such as NBC, CBS, Fox, and Voice America, sharing her diverse experience. Her most recent book, Mastering the Art of Success with Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Brown, is practical and soul-based guide to live your dreams with purpose and self-mastery, vision, and joy. And without further ado, welcome, Dr. White.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's really a pleasure to be here, and I love the name of the show, From the Heart. It resonates with me.
Thank you so much. You know, and that's exactly what I'm about. I'm about, you know, coming from the heart and just being authentic and being real. And so,
well,
you know,
I think that's a great way to open this whole topic that we're going to talk about today, because I believe that that's certainly what we need. Some of the tools, some of the characteristics that we need to move ahead in our own success.
Absolutely. So right before we get started, let me go ahead and share a call-in number with our listeners. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So I wanted to get started and ask a little bit about, what is your definition of success?
Well, my definition is probably not just about monetary success. My definition is really has a soul-based piece to it. And so success is also, so yes, let's say that It also it includes financial success, but that's not the be-all or the end-all, Elizabeth. It's also about how you feel about what you're doing, how you're giving back in some way to the world and to other people. And it's about what's going on in your life. Are you experiencing, you were talking about passion and joy, and again, are you experiencing that level of joy and passion and a sense of fulfillment in your life? Because those are really strong measures of success. They're more personally bound in terms of success, but they're very, very real, and that's what makes our heart sing. So those are very important ingredients, and again, I'm not going to minimize that we need to be able to put a roof over our heads and we need to be able to put food on the table. That's important. But again, when at the end of the day, after your day is done, how are you feeling about what you've done? And it's not just, okay, I've accomplished this and I've accomplished that. It's how do you feel about how you treated other people? How do you feel about how you treated yourself or the self-talk that goes on inside of you? Are you aware? Are you being gentle? Are you being kind? Are you on target with who you are and with your passions, your hopes, and your dreams?
And absolutely. I think that is one of the biggest pieces, is that we need to make our egos our amigos. That little voice goes on and on in our heads and that whole self-sabotage mode, right, from different things that we've learned right. from outside. And, you know, I know that's one of the things that that you shared earlier. And can you express a little bit more about how can people end that whole self-sabotage?
Well, you know, that's such an important question, because basically a lot of what stands in the way of our own success is us and how we sabotage ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so what's so important is to firstly to recognize that oftentimes what's going on in terms of our life is something that we are orchestrating. So what do we need to do to end the self-sabotage? First thing we need to do, and I outlined that in my book, is take responsibility. Is real, and people say, okay, I've heard that a million, zillion times before. But oftentimes we take responsibility for when something goes wonderfully, when we get a promotion, when something great happens. But we also find that we hide a little bit when something doesn't go well and we're not ready to kind of stand behind that and say, okay, that was an error. I need to learn from that mistake and be able to move forward. So again, what we need to do is firstly take that responsibility, recognize that we have the power to create our own destinies to some extent, and to a large extent, I would say, and to recognize what we're doing that's defeating ourselves. So it's about taking responsibility, Elizabeth. It's about being conscious of what we're doing that is minimizing us or actually putting roadblocks in our path. I think that those are very important. And then it's also about recognizing, are we in sync with our visions and our dreams and whatever? Because oftentimes what happens is if we're not, if we're just going along because, okay, we're just going along, we're getting a paycheck, but there's no zing, there's no excitement, there's no passion, then what we're doing is we're not allowing that inner vibration of light, of talent, of love to shine out in the world. And I think when we don't do that, we're sabotaging ourselves, because I believe so wholeheartedly, and I teach that, Elizabeth, that we have, each one of us has been given certain gifts, certain precious, incredible gifts, and we need to honor it in some way. It doesn't mean that we have to go full-fledged into a career with our gift or our talent, but it means that we have to make sure that that is within our lives, that we're acknowledging it, we're in some way creating a space or a room for that talent, for that gift to grow.
And I totally agree. I think one of the things with the whole self-sabotage is you also look around at your environment, look at your friends, look at, you know, what you're actually doing in your day-to-day life, and are there things that we can do to change our lives? Because, you know, I can tell you right now, I don't have the same friends that I even had 10 years ago. And it's because right?
I was saying the same thing. I'm turning around lately and I'm saying, okay, I must be in a change, because suddenly some old friends are shifting. It's like moving into a different place, and maybe it's about, you and I believe in energy, so maybe it's also about that energy around us and within us is shifting, and we're making time or making room for new people.
Absolutely. And as we shift and as we, you know, follow that truth within us, and I think it's, you know, it might be a little deep for some, but really what it means is when you say yes to life and you realize, I don't have to listen to what everybody else tells me to do, but I'm going to do what feels right for me. And when you finally get to that point, you know, like, great, I'm going to do it. You find that sometimes those people around you start to kind of fall away, because you may be a happier person. You may have a higher vibration because you allow positive things into your life, positive people into your life. And, you know, those naysayers or those people that are always trying to bring you down and say, no, you can't do it. Just stay with that 9-to-5 job, because that's really what you have to do to make money, versus really saying, hey, I believe in you, go for it. And you start to shift, your people and your life begin to shift, and beautiful things start to happen. So,
you know, it's so funny that you're saying, not funny, but it's so true that you're saying that. And I actually have a story about how I went into business for myself. And one of the things that was happening was that I was in an executive job, corporate job, and of course in those jobs you had great responsibility and prestige, and there was a lot in terms of money and rewards and blah blah blah, and it was great for a while. It was engaging my heart, and then what they did was they did away with the executive position, and because they didn't want to let me go, they said, okay, Dr. White, what would you like? And I created another position, but it wasn't the same thing. And
hey,
I
Dr. White, we are about ready to go for a commercial break, and I want you to share that. So I want everybody to stay tuned, and we are going to be right back to hear what happened with that corporate area. All right.
Tonight I'm going to break away just to wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned.
Each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Our love is alive.
And if you're stumbling in, we're back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson. And my guest today is inspirational author and speaker, Dr. Joanne White. Dr. White, let's go ahead and finish that story. I'm so sorry we had a break right in the middle, but hopefully we
can. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I think we can. I think we can pick up the pieces because it's a story that's actually imprinted in my brain, Elizabeth. So there I was. They had done away with that executive director tier, but they didn't want to lose me, so they asked me to create a new position, and I did. I created a position that they didn't have, which was director of research, evaluation, and training. And again, it was prestigious, but it wasn't the same as working with, it just wasn't the same. And I started to feel that it was time for a change, and everybody knows how challenging transitions are. But I started to decide, I started to interview for some jobs, and none of them were right. And this burning passion, this within me, just kept saying, it's time. It's time to open up your own business, your own practice. It's time to take that quantum leap forward, even though it's scary. And I remember doing it. And I also remember that because I was in pretty high-end position, I had to give like about a month and a half's notice, and I did that, and I did not tell my mother or my sister at the time, because I thought exactly what would happen. I thought that they would just try to talk me out of it. And so when I was like 3 or 4 weeks into it and I couldn't turn back, I made a phone call to my mother and to my sister separately, and I said, guess what? My mother said, what? I said, guess what? I turned in my resignation. And they were patted. What? How did you why did you do that? Can you change your mind? Can you go back? You're not using your PhD. What are you going to do? And they were filled with exactly what I thought they would be filled with, fear. and reservation and hesitation, which is why I didn't tell them until I was way beyond the point that that they couldn't be the discouraging factor, the don't do it factor in my life, because I knew that this was something that I had to do, and I've never looked back. It's a beautiful moment, but it was scary. And so there are naysayers in our life, which is really how this story started to evolve from what you were saying. And there are people who say, you can't do that, or you shouldn't do that, or what are you doing that for, or don't do that. And again, we have to really be able to, part of being successful is to be able to really check within ourselves and really decide if it's time for us to take a move, if it's that it's time for us to do something. And not everyone externally, not our friends, not our family or our loved ones, are necessarily going to have that answer. That answer has to come from within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when it does, even though that first year was incredibly scary and sometimes there wasn't a paycheck, because obviously you're going to business for yourself, it's just you've got to start from day one, just really kind of birthing it, which is what I was doing. And it was scary, and I just kept quiet because I certainly wasn't going to say to my mother or my sister, oh, my God, it's what's... And it worked. I mean, I don't look back. I feel forever blessed that that was the right thing to do. And it's led to so much else because I was able to take that courageous leap forward.
Absolutely. You said yes. And I think that's what people are listening to right now. They want to find out how they can become their own success guru. So I would love to start with sharing with our listeners, how can they become their own success gurus? How can they say yes?
Well, I think firstly, part of that was what I said earlier, you have to take some responsibility. Responsibility for your choices, for your decisions, like I did. I wasn't going to allow anybody else to interfere with that yes moment because it was mine. And I also think that part of being your own success guru is to kind of balance that risk-taking and that risk management, because obviously I had to take that risk to go into business for myself and leave something that was familiar, something that was well-known, something that I was accustomed to, including a very nice salary, and kind of forge ahead into the unknown where you don't know exactly what's going to happen. And so we have to be able to know when to take a risk and when to also balance our risks and hold back. And that's something that is important for all of us, because I think that oftentimes there are opportunities, Elizabeth, that surface, and if we don't move ahead with them, then sometimes we lose out. By the same token, there are some opportunities that really are not meant for us, and they're too risky. And if we move forward without doing the proper research, and that research is research that's within ourselves, as well as getting as much information as we can about whatever that particular subject or action or whatever it is that commitment is supposed to be. So those are very, very strong. I also think that today, living in the kind of world that we live in today, relationship is key. So that whatever we're doing in terms of being our own success guru, what that means is that really, that firstly, that relationship with ourselves needs to be taken care of. So the first question I would say to everybody is, how is your relationship with yourself? And people are going to scratch their heads and say, what are you talking about? And some people won't. But it's like, what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself on a daily basis within your head that you may not even be aware of? Where are your thoughts going? So you have to take responsibility for your thoughts, for your actions, for the kind of relationship that you have with yourself. And oftentimes when people come into my office, I say, and they're kind of beating themselves up or diminishing who they are, their self-worth, I say to them, How would you treat a child? How would, and if those people have children, how would you treat your child who was down or depressed or had something going on? Would you be berating them and putting them down and making them feel small? Because basically, we have to be our own cheerleader, and we have to really kind of parent ourselves in a loving, supportive way. And I think for many, many people, and I was one of those people a long time ago, that that's a very difficult thing to do. So a measure of being your own success guru is on a daily basis saying, okay, how am I treating myself? Because the way you treat yourself is also what you're sending out in the world, both energetically and also in terms of a reflection. So people are going to be mirroring that back to you. So be conscious. And that's also so important in terms of being our own success gurus. Be conscious of what you're telling yourself, of what you're doing for yourself. I do something really silly, but I've gotten so used to it that it's fine. I'll say things out loud, like, good job, or great, or that's the, or keep going, or I even pat up on the back, or I give myself a hug. And it may seem strange, because sometimes I do it in public, but what that's doing is that's giving me the loving, supportive relationship that I need to do for myself to be my own success guru.
And you know what I find, just like you said, with thoughts, words, and actions, and I'll just end this here before we go for a commercial break, but I really and I firmly believe that your thoughts, your actions, your words are a form of prayer. When you wish and think things, that's going to happen. So if you don't want something to happen, reverse it. Think about what you do want in your life. Think about the things you do desire, the things that you want to create, the people that you want to be associated with. And by doing that, you actually create it. Because you hear people who say, gosh, why does this always happen to me? And then you go, well, if you would quit saying, why does this always happen to me, and change your thoughts, maybe there's an opportunity there to turn it around. So you're listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson. And when we come back, Dr. White will answer a few questions on is mastering success even possible? And as a reminder, I want to share the call-in number for you to ask Dr. White your questions. That number is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through our instant feedback area on the homepage at transformationtalkradio.com. And once again, be sure to visit my website at elizabethcookson.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have woken up. I was sitting here doing a little shimmy to that music. That was awesome. Thank you guys so much. So we're back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson with my special guest, Dr. Joanne White. And I would love for you to share your website with our listeners. And I know that you had a free gift that you're going to give away. So I would like you to go ahead and just share that with everyone.
Okay, well, my website is Dr. Dr. Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. WHITE.com, and that's DrJoanneWhite.com. I'd love to get feedback from people. And basically, the giveaway is a free 20-minute coaching session or a copy of my Mastering the Art of Success book to your first three online callers.
Awesome. So let me remind everybody what that number is. That's 1-800-930-2819. So I want to make sure you guys, if you're listening online, definitely give us a call. And if you're driving your car, please be careful as you drive. And I'll let Joanne go ahead and the Mastering the Art of Success book was with some amazing other authors as well, and has a lot of information about your dreams and purposes and joys and vision. And can you share just a little bit about your book?
Yes, I talk about the heart and soul of leadership, and I was thinking about that for a while because I work a lot with leaders, and I also work a lot with women and businesses, and I work a lot with people. And I thought, well, people that are not necessarily in business but want some success and to move forward in their personal lives and in their relationships. And so when I created that, I was thinking that, you know, we're all leaders. We're leaders in our own lives, and wouldn't it be wonderful if we were able to really get to understand what that heart and soul-based leadership is all about, to move our lives forward, to feel that sense of joy that you and I were talking about at the commercial break, because I think that we have that within inside of us, that capacity for joy, and you and I are these upbeat people. I wake up and I'm smiling and I'm happy, and it takes a lot to change that, but oftentimes I think that what's important is to recognize that soul-based success is something that's from within. It's about valuing ourselves, valuing others, recognizing that our role in this lifetime is not necessarily personal. Yes, there's a personal side to it, Elizabeth, but there's also a side where you and I are connected, and if we recognize the connection, that feeling that somebody's our competitor, or we have to envy somebody for what they did and for their accomplishments, that would sort of fall away. Mm-hmm. So it's about recognizing that, being mindful of what we do, like you were talking about earlier, your words, your actions, and I believe that and I teach that, have an impact and actually create a momentum, create an energy, to realize that they have an impact in the world. And thinking in terms of soul-based success is about valuing our planet, valuing the earth, and recognizing, I like to think in terms of being stewards. We're all stewards, and we're stewards in terms of how we care about one another, how we care about the animals, how we care about the plants, the planet, the children, the future generations, and really trying to find some way within ourselves, within our hearts, within our souls, to be able to create that sense of love internally, be able to send that out into the world. I think that's a very wonderful, in my mind, a very wonderful mission that we all need to be kind of cognizant of and attempt to do. And I think when we do that, I think when we feel that we're not just doing something for ourselves, and yet we have to be part of that equation because we have to treat ourselves lovingly, like we want to treat other people, I think something shifts within us too. And I think what we're doing is we're able to vibrate more of that love energy out into the world. And like you said, it comes back to us. And I believe, Elizabeth, it comes back tenfold.
And you know what? I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about a few things, because we've got Earth Day that's actually this Sunday, which is the 22nd. And one thing that is just, I don't believe in coincidences either, so I know that everything happens for a reason. And my infant daughter passed away at the age of 9 months, and she actually died on April 22nd, and before years the Sunday. And when you talk about creating, you just had a whole bunch of things just kind of spinning through my head, because I was thinking, yes, I do a lot with my family on that day where we plant flowers, we go to the cemetery, you know, we give back to, I want to say, Mother Earth in celebration of her life. So we're creating something new and planting something every year just in celebration of her life, just so happens to be Earth Day. And so it feels really good to get back into the heart and soul, to connect again, be more grounded, be more fulfilled, be creative. All that stuff happens. And it's interesting, just with that little bit of how you're connecting your soul-based success and how you're, you know, you talked a little bit about the heart and soul of leadership. And I think that's so core, because what happened is in that loss, I realized to be more present. I realized that I don't get to go back and say, I'm sorry, or wish, or, you know, I could have done something different. What I learned in bringing this back to the leadership part is that I was so focused on being in the executive world and going to meetings and rushing everywhere for everyone and everything, that I did exactly what you said. I sat back and tried to define my own success and what it meant to me, not what it means to anybody else, and how it was going to be measured by anyone else. And my thoughts, I asked for a severance package. That's what I wanted more than anything in the world. And my husband thought I was absolutely nuts. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I need the time. There's just something I know is calling me. I don't know what it is, but I just trust. And so talk about, you know, having the larger income coming in and saying, I just want to trust. And I did that. 3 days later, after I prayed about it, I got the severance package. I ended up doing a volunteer trip with one of Jack Canfield's friends, Jana Stanfield. Went out to Vietnam, visited a bunch of orphanages and underprivileged people, and gave my daughter clothing, the one that passed away, the infant clothing, away to the children in the orphanages. And I felt so fulfilled, so healed, that it was worth every thought, plan, prayer that I put out there. And so the definition of success may be something different to every person listening, but I think the key is to listen to your heart, listen to what you feel is right, and just go with it, and don't worry about what other people say. Go from that soul, go from the deep core part of your heart, and just move forward.
You know, that's so very true, and a lot of people have difficulty with that. They have difficulty with the soul-searching process. Mm-hmm. But you and I can attest that even after a tragedy such as yours in terms of losing a child, and that once we get to that place of searching within and finding the truth, finding the answers, we can heal. And we can move forward, and we can create and live in such a wondrous place. So it, yes, it takes courage, folks. It really takes courage. But for those of you who are sitting around just saying, why am I doing what I'm doing? And dreaming and looking at other people's lives and thinking, look at what she's doing. How did she do that? Why is she doing that and not me? How? And I'll go on and on and on. It's really about deciding that, okay, so I'm going to spend some time, like you and I've been talking, about searching within and finding those answers, and you and I believe that, just like what you said, that definition of success is very much individual, and you need to be able to trust that, and you need to, if you don't trust that, you need to start to learn how to listen and how to trust your heart. Do we have time for a little technique?
Well, we're going to break, and we can do a technique right when we get back, but I do want to share that, just like what you're saying, you know, my husband, just so everybody can understand this, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate, he doesn't get me. He doesn't understand how I can just believe and trust and know that it is. He's like, you're just a Fruit Loop, but you know what? I can't help it. Yet you say, I want this, and it shows up at our door. You know, you say, you know, that you want to be able to write a book, and you write a book. You want to be able to have, you know, be on the radio. You don't even just be on the radio. You have your own radio show. You just don't do anything half, you know, half baked. It just shows up even better sometimes than you ever dreamed of. So with that, everyone, I would like to just remind you, you're listening to From the Heart Radio, where we are definitely coming from our hearts today. Dr. White, I want to thank you for being here today and sharing your heart with our listeners. Guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Sunshine of my life. I feel like a woman fuzzy now inside. We are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, Dr. Joanne White.
I was actually singing to it and dance. Yes, and dancing to it. So
it just made me feel all gooey inside. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm feeling all the love. Hey, you know what? I wanted to ask you a question. I don't know. Do you find that people, are always looking, they're looking for a mentor. And I know I did this myself when I really wanted to just kind of step out of my shell. And that was to find somebody to help me. And I felt so alone, right? Because there's so many people, you look at them and go, whoa, look at what they've done. And I know it's taken me, you know, step by step by step, just a slow progression of just actually just taking one step forward and just doing. And, you know, do you have any experience yourself with, you know, trying to find a mentor or a support group? And I know that you personally actually had mentioned you're going to start your own group, but did you initially look for a mentor to get started?
Well, actually, that's part of my, it's part of some of the story that's in my, that's in that book, Mastering the Art of Success, because I talk about the importance of mentoring and being mentored as well as being a mentor to other people. And I've had several different mentors on my journey, some incredible people that stood behind me, that believed in me, that were able to just shine their light and help me shine my light, and I'm forever grateful. And so I think mentoring is beautiful, and I think as we do that with people, we become more expansive too, and we just spread that love. And yes, I'm going to be starting a mentoring program, an online mentoring program, so if your listening audience is interested, they can contact me at joanne@drjoannewhite.com and make sure you say mentoring group, because we're going to be forming that group very, very shortly, and it'll be both online and on the phone, and there'll be giveaways and lots of stuff for people to do and to share themselves and also to get mentored by me. And mentoring is a beautiful way to be, so I feel truly blessed that I can do that.
And it's so comforting to know that there's other people with you. I think that's the biggest thing, is to know that you're not in this by yourself, that what you're looking for is a support team. So we started the show today talking about, you know, really wanting to surround yourself with positive influences. And in these support groups, in these mentoring groups, it is a new family. It's a new community that comes together that believes in the same thing, and it believes in you. They're there to help support you with your dreams. And I mean, I can't get over having my little cheerleaders. I love my little peeps.
And you know, it's so important when that happens, because basically sometimes you wonder why people aren't getting you or whatever, but this is a group, as you said, Elizabeth, that's there to, they can feel vulnerable with you, they can recognize some of your doubts, some of your fears, and they can be the cheerleader for you, and it's just built on that camaraderie, and again, built on what I was talking about in terms of success, in terms of relationship, and that our role is not just personal, but building that community, like you said, that group, that it can actually help you move forward, and you move forward as you're also helping other people. So it's great. I wanted to also mention that I'm doing soul transmissions and soul readings for people, and they can find that out on my website, drjoannewhite.com, or they can actually email me to set up that appointment. I do that all over the country.
Okay, well, you can't just online. Drop it like that on us. You're going to have to give us a minute. See, you got me all sucked in now. You said something about that intuitive psychic stuff that just, you know, kind of turns me on. So tell me a little bit about what that is.
Well, I don't do readings. They're not readings like somebody wants to know about their life or whatever, but I actually teach about psychic training and psychic awareness and developing your own psychic gifts, intuitive gifts. I teach that at a college here, believe it or not, in New Jersey, and it's amazing how many people are open to that. And I get information for people a lot. Sometimes I'll call up one of my clients and I'll say, okay, I had a dream and I have to tell you because it's about you. I didn't ask for it, but here it is. And so that happens a lot. And so I began to create this soul transmission and the soul readings because I was given information that was something I needed to do. And as you're beginning to know, I follow that inner voice, even when everybody else is saying, what are you doing? You can't do that. So
I have done that where I have reached out to people that you would go, why in the world are you sending them something? They didn't ask for it, right? And
right.
I just have to say, well, I trust. And it's all about giving. And that's part of like being the medium and the psychic and the intuitive. It's, I get a message, and you know what? If it keeps coming to me, like you say, in dreams or in other ways, I got to share it. I got to give it to them. And for some reason, it's like super important, whether it's a contract they're going to sign or it's, hey, you need to wait on this, or you've got a better opportunity around the corner. And, you know, I just, I love what I do. And I can definitely tell that you love what you do. And I think the key in what we're offering to people is ourselves. We're paying it forward, and we're keeping ourselves in balance, obviously, with that giving and receiving, which I share so much with my listeners. And on my blog, I've been working about forgiveness and being in balance quite often. I know everybody's like, going, can we get through this? Well, when we really get through it, we'll get through it. So it never ends, believe it or not. So I know we are at the end of our show. I cannot believe it. And I just want to thank you, Dr. White, for coming on and really, you know, defining what success means, sharing yourself, you know, telling us how to be that success guru and really live for today. So I want to say thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's been a joy and a pleasure, and we'll do it again. I'll have you on my show.
Thanks. And like I said, it really true. It has been my pleasure. So as a reminder, visit my website at elizabethcookson.com. Check out the free monthly angel messages. And like I said, best of all, check out my daily blog. I mean, if anything, check out those videos every day. If you can't see it, you're going to feel it through the videos that stick out there. And honestly, it is the best gift that you can give yourself and your friends. So make sure your friends come. Check me also out on Facebook. And remember, struggling and feeling stuck is only the limitation that we create. Allow life to flow through you and enjoy the journey. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Joanne White, for being with us. And I want to thank you for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 Pacific. And next week, From the Heart, my radio guest will be Christina Young, sharing her book, A Woman's Guide to Forgiving Infidelity. I look forward to inspiring you to live each and every day from the heart. On behalf of my guest, Dr. Joanne White, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit elizabethcookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit elizabethcookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.